Sometimes my dad doesn't pack me a snack because he doesn't have enough money. So what I would do is just drink some water from the fountain until my stomach's full of water.
I hated picking my children up from school and hearing that they were hungry. The community here is so generous that somebody donated a share in a community farm for my children and I to go pick fresh vegetables.
We pick stuff once a week, and my favorite thing is picking the strawberries.
This weekend, on Sesame Street of all programs, there will for the first time be a food insecure Muppet named Lily.
Elmo didn't know there were so many people who don't have all the food they need.
When you don't even know whether you're going to have a next meal or not, that can be pretty hard.
It's all to bring awareness to the idea that there are lots of populations in where we live and around the country that don't have access to healthy, fresh, local food. And who better to represent healthy, fresh, local food than CESA, the local hero people, and Phil Corman, the head of CESA, and Dave Jackson from Enterprise Farm. You offer farm shares year-round. You're trying to provide access for fresh, local food to all stripes of people. You have a mobile farmer's market. Is that a good way to sort of to describe what you do, Dave?
Better known as a mobile veggie bus. We outfitted an old military civilian passenger bus with shelving and all the requisite things we would need to put produce on. And 3 days a week, we do routes, one in Franklin and Hampshire County, one in Springfield, and one into Somerville.
You're like the ice cream man of carrots.
Kinda. You know, there's a lot of advantages to having a mobile market because we can take it where people who don't have access due to limited mobility or financial means, we can take the bus into their neighborhoods and provide the product, whereas they might not be able to get to a farmer's market at a certain time during the week.
Where does the Enterprise Mobile Veggie Bus go?
Well, on Wednesdays, we go down into Springfield. We do four different drop sites, some at housing complexes, one at the YMCA, at a senior center. On Thursday, we cover our local run. We go into Greenfield and then wind up down here in Northampton. And then on Saturdays, we drive all the way out to the Mystic neighborhood in Somerville. We do farmers markets there and have a large part of our CSA membership is in Somerville. Part of the mission of our farm is to take some of the revenue from the CSA and dedicate it toward our mission to what we call a food justice project, where some of the revenue goes to support this bus endeavor.
Now, the bus is bringing it to places that are underserved for, you know, local fresh food, and that I would imagine, from what you've described, are not an affluent population either. And the stigma of locally grown food is always, it costs more. So how are people in elderly communities and inner city settings affording to buy the food that you are bringing to them?
Well, one of the beauties of the bus model is, unlike the farmers markets where we have to go put all the tables and tents up and do the elaborate displays, we actually load the bus fully displayed right at the farm. It only takes one person to drive the bus to the area, so it really reduces the cost, and we don't actually have to pay stall fees or anything like that. So we can actually charge more like a pickup price that we would charge somebody coming to the farm, because there's a lot less labor involved and setting the bus up.
What are some of the reactions you get when you bring a mobile farm, you know, farmer's market to an elderly community, to an inner city population? Dave Jackson from Enterprise Farm.
Generally, most people are ecstatic. Definitely the senior centers, there's always a line waiting, and people are just so happy to see fresh food. We're still working on having the right mix. You know, heirloom tomatoes and salad mix are not as popular as corn and berries.
Right. You should grow iceberg lettuce.
So the whole idea of recreating enterprise zones in areas where there were supermarkets, they left. Now it's the classic food desert, which I don't really like that term, but seems to be the one that people use. What does it take to recreate the environment that once supported small bodegas? And we hope that the bus is kind of like the seed that recreates a food paradise.
Even if for just the moments that you're there.
Yeah.
So the Enterprise Veggie Mobile Bus goes where no local grown food has gone before.
There you go, Phil.
Dave Jackson from Enterprise Farm and Phil Corman from CESA. BuyLocalFood.org.